News Talk 1620 WTAW, an update on what's happening in the Bryan School District. Visiting this afternoon, Barbara Gabar is the Executive Director of Technology Services, and what we're going to spend some time this afternoon is something called Bring Your Own Device. What is that all about?
Hi, Bill. We are super excited about the opportunity to extend this to our students. What this is, we're calling it My Instructional Technology, or MIT, and what it's going to allow our students to do is to bring their own technology devices to school. So personally owned laptops, iPads, mobile devices will be permissible at school and will be allowed to be used for instructional purposes.
And is this K through 12 or selected grades?
It is K through 12. That's right. And one of the big things about this is we really wanted to make learning a more personal experience for our students. And a lot of that comes from using the devices that you're comfortable with. And so we're hoping that with students bringing their own electronic devices to school, that we'll be able to extend the school day beyond the school walls, and students can take those devices home and continue working on what they've started at school.
And examples of allowable devices would include what?
That's a good question. There are a lot of frequently asked questions about bring your own technology in MIT. Things that would be permissible would be any mobile device, cell phone, laptop, netbook, iPad, iPod Touch, e-readers, smartphone, or similar devices. But there are some devices that are not going to be permissible. And those are the devices that have predominantly been gaming devices, like a Sony PSP or a Nintendo DS. While they do allow internet access, their primary function is gaming, and so those will not be permissible at school.
Again, visiting Barbara Yabara, Bryan School District, Bring Your Own Device initiative that's going to be implemented this school year. Where'd y'all get the idea?
This has been coming for quite some time. The state of Texas and across the nation, there has been a trend of more and more schools allowing students to bring their own devices. Personal technology helps you outside of the school day each and every day. Think about the number of times you Google something on your phone about a restaurant or about some type of information that you need. We felt like that needed to be extended into the school day. That's how we actually live outside of school, and so we need to teach kids to use that technology appropriately and to their benefit. So bringing technology to school, it'll help in a number of ways, and it'll more personalize the educational experience for the child.
Now, I could see the application in secondary grades, middle school, high school. How's this going to work with, for instance, kindergarten, first grade, primary students?
That is a great question. It's funny. I just got off the phone with one of our campus principals at an elementary school, and we were talking about My Instructional Technology and how that would look in K-1-2. And she asked if there had been any grade limitations on what kids could bring and what kids couldn't bring. For example, could K-1-2 bring devices? And absolutely they can. And she was thrilled because one of the aspects she saw right away is that a Kindle e-reader would be a great device for a younger child, and that a parent might want to send that e-reader with their child to school so that they could read at home and at school and have the books go back and forth without the child having to carry a big stack of books. And a lot of kids are very motivated to read on a digital device. So for the younger grades, it's going to be more simplistic style tools like e-readers, iPod Touch, iPad, things that do skill building and reinforce reading as the foundation.
Another curve I want to throw at you deals with subject matters. For instance, mm-hmm. you just gave the perfect example about how e-readers, that's a slam dunk, but when you're dealing with physical education, when you're dealing with a vo-tech thing, when you're dealing with athletics, how does technology work there?
Okay, for those types of courses, it's more demonstration style typically. And again, I think the technology matches perfectly with this because you're going to want to Google YouTube videos of how to fix something in vocational tech, or you're going to want to demonstrate the perfect golf swing or the perfect throw. And there's a great deal of video libraries out there that will demonstrate that for the student that they could have ready access to. And I think there's a tremendous amount of support for them. Will it be used every single day in those situations? Probably not. But it is a resource that could enhance what's going on in the room, and we want it available to them.
The other thing that I thought of right away, what about students who do not have access to their own personal devices? They don't have that ability. How are they going to be able to participate?
You know, at any point in the school day, a student has access to technology in Bryan ISD. That will not go away. And we always provide laptops, iPads, and technology resources to enhance the education of our students. And so that will continue. So most situations, it's not that every child needs a device in the classroom. It might be that they need one per group. And there are certainly enough of those in the school to allow students who decided not to bring their own or could not bring their own to still have access regularly to technology to enhance their learning.
If we've piqued a parent's interest in this program, how does one go about finding out more information?
For more information about this program, they should contact their campus administrator, because ultimately the say-so and how the technology is used will fall to the campus administrator and the teacher in the classroom. So it's always good to make sure you're on the same page with your campus administrator and know how the device is going to be used and how to support your child.
Again, Barbara Ybarra, the Executive Director of Technology Services in the Bryan School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.